Sugyas and Yashim and Gimel Shivach continued. Chop Teves, Hetav Shimim Bav, January 1st, 1986, on Wednesday. Continued.
There's a case served by Rage, one year, of course, with one year. She gave him a Yisir. So then there is a Nisa for him, amazing. But other things, not in Ashke, like wine, that is not indicative of intimacy, you know. So there is mutar in a natural way without ishi. Kligom ahosom. Avo shalvon loy, umid hoche. Kligom ahochal imi bishosa imi. So it means that he ended over, they ate together. So mele, that means even from the same table and even from the same carol. So that's no raya, because we see that that Talmud was nichshu even in Shchive, b'nei Yibuno. So, nichshu.
He made a mistake? He's mistaken? Nichshu is
stammered. He didn't have a no.
He didn't have
a That's what Talmud Yom says, no? So, Yochel Yei Shom Yik Pidel La Shchive. So even b'nei Yiduso, where he was makpid, not to be Yoshin B'nito Achas, but only in that, but another achokes he wasn't makpid. We see that he was nichshol in certain achokes, b'meribuno, even more serious achokes. So he could have been nichshol in milder achokes, you know, b'meriduso. Mitachoda hade, upalti b'layu shenu atzcher abino b'noi, klamim ashrochet meno hoyo b'yeseh. והיו פסוח ששרבי, שלהיו משום ייחוד, או ישם עושה כשור, שאו יפקדש את לידוביד, ומחמר על עצמי, היו מלא בירה. That's a sugi in Sanhedrin, we can go. Now, at first I thought, we'll go over the Ramban, the Sifra Mitzvahs, every word. But I want to go over in the tour, you see, because I want to go over in the tour. Maybe next week. As a matter of fact, I discussed the essential points of the Ramban, how he explains the Gemara and everything. I discussed it. I mean, in a general way. So now, let's go Simen Kuk Tzadik Hei in the talk. Simen Kuk Tzadik Hei Matur. Chayel Odom Nitzchis Mi Yishtei B'meit Moso Ashe Tisper V'kid Beil V'loi Mitash Mishle Vad Elo B'shum Dovo L'Yizkar Gelel Afu B'dvorim Imadun Me'elvo Lo Yidaber Bohem Imo Avo Muta L'Yishyach Edimo V'lo Yiga Boa Tu Vez Bachtano V'lo Yeshi Ki Yod El Yodo Shum Dovo V'lo Yikabeno Getzchashi Shite I mean, we pass like Rashi. Even though they are the shame of Achili, that there is no Yisrael, as long as he doesn't involve in Gia, they know. But we pass like Rashi. The Leishin Relishim Dova, they look at when on the Yodo, the Loi Yechal Mala Shulchon, the Inzoi Chlema Bikorachas. The Shiris Rambam is that the Drakone of Yechaz Dova Yechaz Mazove is only Bikorachas. And the Raida says, even be shulchan. But as the Rosh points out, I mean, it's a pele and the Rosh HaShulchan. He says it, and he doesn't mention that the Rosh says it. But the Rosh says it in Shabbos. He says that the Raived, when he's machmer al HaShulchan, he doesn't mean if it's a big shulchan. But the practice was The practice was in Yomim HaRishonim that every person used to eat at a small table by himself, except husband and wife, because of the close relationship, so they used to eat at the same small table together. So the melee, the main Medusa, the main Medusa, they'll also eat at a small table together, so it will be conducive to have Lavelle. But one second, please let me finish. But if it's a table at which many people eat, so then it's not conducive to any hagladeo. So we don't even have to make a hekia. The Rosh says, the Hashulchan says the same thing, doesn't mention that the Rosh says. Vein tzorich lema biko achas, vidatke biyom marishenim, שהיו להם, נשיא בתי מנג, שהיו להם שולחון סטניס, כל אחד לבד על שולחוני, אבל הוא יבנש דס דרוש, עם ישר שבס, שרגילים רבים לאכל על שולחון אחד מותר, ובלבד שיעשו שום הקר, כגאים שפירי שלוי, so he says, but from the tour it's משמע, בדווקא ביום הראשונים שהיו להם שולחון סטניס, כל אחד לבד על שולחני, אבל יבנה שרגילים רבים לאחר על שולחן אחד יזמותר, ובלבד שיעשו שום הקר, כי אם שפירש לא ימה פה לבד, או יתן שום דבר ביניהם לקר. The tour is not like the Rosh. You see the lotion of the Rosh in Shabbos. It's a pellet. Paragraph Yitzira Shabbos. Paragraph on the base. The third line from the end of the column. Umasher Gilim Achshov Lechel Nishtei Nishtei Nido Bishuch Nechot Lifishi Bimeye Moyo Gilim Lechel Kolechot Levad Al Shuch Nkot Uchshe Ishti Nime Yalei Sikotin Nire Derechibo Vidome Latsoa Smito Mzigas Kos והחוץ הספונות יורי ברגלו. אבו, הוידנה שכל בני הפייס איכלין על שורות נאחות, אין ידע אחיד. So, so that means, even without a care of putting a mapsic or a separate tablecloth or something, I mean, that usually does not placed on the table. I mean, let's say, to put a certain book, I mean, that is usually not on the table. Some that will be heker, so it's not necessary. Then the Rosh says, "V'yei sheis in heker b'neim v'habek mushnayim sheichum yachad v'bosal zemino." But that's an extra chumrei. So the tour. One second, please let me. So the tour, the Shidas Rosh, she doesn't mention, but he mentions the extra chumrei. So he says. בדווקא ביום הראשונים שהיו להם שולחון סטניס, כל אחד לבד על שולחני, אבל הנה שרגילים רבים לאכול על שולחן אחד, מותר. But even so, there should be a... That's not the sheet of the Rosh. That's the second lotion in the Rosh of the Yesh HaMachmiri. So it is interesting that the Tor, who usually passes like the Rosh, but here he passes not like his father, but like the Yesh Machmir. Yeah, we'll watch the Yasu Shemeka, can she pira ish lo ima po libad, o yitin shum dolo bnei mreheka, can kanka me tika v'chayitze, o mutorin mishti ze achaze b'ki se achot. So in other words, so at first the Torah says that the same course, if the wife, let's say, drank from the course and she left So then the husband is allowed to drink after. So pineyagin li hapsi kod ma'acha b'neya. And that's the way we pass. In other words, immediately the husband, let's say, the wife, the needle, drank from the course, and then from the same course, he'll drink, that's a kill. That's indicative of intimacy, and it's conducive to agodobo. But if somebody else, let's say, first one of the children drinks, then the husband drinks, so then it's all right. Because of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, I think it's in HaMitzvahs, V'neyagin lehapsik od ma'achav neyeh, V'lo yeshein b'nito ham yuchedes lo, atu shaloi b'fanel. Now the Bach says that he's a toy Sefer, but the other achilik in the Bach says that when it says V'lo yeshein b'nito ham yuchedes lo, it's a toy Sefer. He should say Lo yishka b'nito ham yuchedes lo. And in other words, yishkap, he lies down the way one lies down in bed, you know, when he undresses himself. That, even though the wife is not in the bed, but since he lies down and undresses himself in his wife's bed, so that's a kiyuv that is, can be ma'agil, that is conducive to agodobo. But to sit on the bed, that's not such a kiyuv, that is muta. However, we'll see the Shach, the Taz, the Achilik in the Bach, and they say it's not a Toy Sefer. It's not a Toy Sefer. That even Leishi b'mitam yechadis lo is a kill. That is also. Afu shaloi b'fanel. V'im tzorech leima shalo yoshin lo mito. Afu kolechot v'echot b'bigdei v'inei b'zebedei. So this is what the Bach says. It's Toy Sefer, and the other Nesikelein say it's not a Toy Sefer. Kos ba deni avo ve roz al bi chube shi um khile bi ishte mido ve ilo im shi sham sheno zo loso muteres li sham she rak she ti zoya bi yese me a khos as kono fyodo bi raglo da cho samita bi pono so the roz says ni chube that if the husband is sick and the wife is an ido and he doesn't have anyone to serve him, so she is muteres li sham she rak she ti zoya bi yeseya me achot as pono fyodo bi raglo va atzo as amito bi pono. And the Bes Yosef comes to the conclusion that even though the Rosh says she ti zoya bi yeseya, he doesn't mean that achot as pono fyodo bi raglo va atzo as amito bi pono is also under all circumstances. He says she try to avoid achotas pono yorubarago. In other words, if there is another person in the house, you can ask him, but suppose he can't avoid it? There is no other person in the house, so then achotas pono yorubarago is also. And that's the way the Mechaba passes. In other words, he should try to avoid achotas pono yorubarago, if it can be done al the achirim. But if she has no opportunity to do it al the achirim, so then she is allowed to do it. V'lo yistakel afilu b'akeivo, v'lo yibichol amikim eis hamechusis bo. So in other words, because the Rambam says that Baal b'ishtinido is allowed to be mistakel in his wife, and lenis mimir yosef, but that's only the mikim eis agluim. Look at the face, even if it's Hamanidik. But in Kenis Amechusin, so it's also. The role of Shetty Yachid Godun Women in Duso, Kidei Shiyu Shneim Zeichim Tomi Chimido, Uvi Keishi Hitirolo is Kashi Women in Duso, Elo Kidei Shaloiti Gone Al Bayo, Olesitei Gone Uvi Keishi Hitirolo is Kashi Women in Duso, Elo Kidei Shaloiti Gone Al Bayo. Kol lochis, so isho isole bailo, that's the Gemara in Tzuvet, nide isole, chutz min zidus hakos, sha'asol in zikli hakeis, ulaniach lifono pala shulchon, elon ki intatze shum hecha, ki yein, shetanechenu ala shulchon, biyat smeil, In other words, even if she doesn't hand it over into his hand, she puts it on the shulchan, the case, so she should do it al dishinu. Oitan chenol akavu akeses, afil biyadimino, viosol atzien mitose difono, vidavke prisas dinin, ואמיחס שומדר חיבו, אבל הצועס הקרן והצוסס שיהיו תריח ונדר חיבו שורה ושלוי בפונו פאקל מותר אפילו ידיע שהיא מצאה הסויסו ואסור לציק למים לחיץ ופונו פיר ורגלו אפילו ניגז די וכשם שאסור למציק לי כך הוא עושה למציק לו ולא יעיד אלא אפילו לשליח לי כשל יין עושה, לא ישנה כשל ברוכה, לא ישנה כזכיר, אם מיוחד לו. The Rashbo says, and many other Rishonim say, that this is only עושה ביין, but not by other mashkes. Because יין is more of a kill. בכל אלו החוקסטוס להרחיק, בין בנידוס הממש, בין בנליבונו, שאין ימי ספירוסו, בין חילוק בכל אלו, בין ראי ממש למי צקס. או התנא. סימן קופסא דקרי. דבורים האסור מזמן ידוסו. חייב אדם להתחיש מישתים מתימוסה שתספר בקיצה. ואפילו שועשו זמנו ולכתוב לו תומי גידם יוסו עד שתיקו. ולא יצחק ולא יוקל רי שמו, אפילו בדבורי, שמו יארגי להבירו. אבל מותר להסייח את אמו, יחידים שבו לו פעם אחת, שור לתקי קיצה. שור לתקי קיצה. So in other words, he should not even without physical contact. That's not the Rabnosa. So a husband is not allowed to talk in a frivolous way to his wife while she's in law. While he's in law. And it is interesting, the Ramban mentions one second. I'm in rush for time now. So the Ramban, the Shimon Gimel, it's page 92. I suppose it's the same way, I don't know. Maybe it's different. So he says, the 16th line from the top of the cow. Firoisi li rav b'chibure ha-godeil shekosa b'sifra amado b'lab haze shalom nikari la-aroyeis b'dvorim ha-medin b'gile avo ken chibuk v'nishuk u'nise u'kfitze shenema l'isikre v'ligale se-avo y'p'yashmu elomdu shetzu azor l'kribo ha-medio l'ligile avo הסיף שם רניזו וקפיצו שיהיו בכל עליו הזה ואם כן נפלו מולד הגיוסי ברייסי החרס שהוא שנויו באובס דרבנוסים ועשו סיוג לתאירו עשי סיוג לדברךו כדרך שעושה הקדוש ברוך הוא סיוג לדבור ועוד מורישין עושה סיוג לדבור ועפיה ובחכומים ומביאים עושה סיוג לדבריהם בקוטוני זהו סיוק שעושה תאו לברעו שנאמר מישהו בני אסתומוסו יוכל לחפכנו מן אסכנו וידע ברימו Vorim telim tamulim oli sikra. Umise hei siparab remise u kvitze. Veinei, bemes vorim telim, she yie bimidaber mish nido sikho yisei olav malkes nater. The Rambam doesn't say that there is malkes. But the Rambam says, it's nicho olav. Now the late Sameach, it's in Pele. He says, he searched in Sefer HaMado, he didn't find it, he says. Where did the Rambam see it? But before the Sefer HaMado, the Rambam has the whole Sefer HaMitzvahs in short form. The same Sefer HaMitzvahs. Because the Rambam so wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs before he wrote the Yoreh HaZokah. Before Yoreh HaZokah. So Mele, a kitzer of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he wrote as a hakdome to the Sefer HaMado. So in the Sefer HaMado, it's a pale, I mean that the late Sameach, I mean,
Shir Mem Dal and Sugyas of Nida Velosh Yeshiva Chavav Teres Hetosh Mem Vav,
January 7, 1986. So the Ramos says the oscillation al sapsoloruch. In other words, they shouldn't, you know, they have the couches, the rocking couches. So he shouldn't sit together with his wife while he's in Nido on a rocking couch, because that's also conducive to kill. But if it's not a rocking bench, so it's all right. Only a rocking bench, so that's, you know, lead it to playful sitting, you know, so it's conducive to kill. V'yesh matirim, kishe odom acheir, mafsit v'yeshe v'neir. Even on a rocking couch, if there is another person who sits between them, then it's not conducive to kill. V'chein, lo yelech nishtei ba'agol achas oi bistin achas im helech agderach tiyo kein liganei su pardesim v'chayetim. Now, in other words, while the wife is in Ido, he should not go with her for a pleasure trip. Let's say that would mean in modern customs, you know, certain people, they take vacation on the Caribbean, you know, on the boat, you know. And there they get, you know, plat kosher meat, I mean, you know, a glass as far as kashas is concerned. So the Orthodox Jews accommodate, you know, with all the accommodations. So that's also. But that doesn't mean that you're not allowed to go for vacation while the wife is in Eidah. Only if the vacation that is consists in the trip itself. But suppose, let's say, we go to Florida. That's all right, while she's in Eidah. But in Eidah, they have to go by plane together. So it's all right, because there it's not, the trip is not a deal. The trip is just is a nuisance, but they can't get to Florida. If they could get to Florida without making a trip, they would like it, they would prefer it. So it's only when you go on the boat, the Gani Supadesim, you know, I mean, when the trip itself is the deal. But where the pleasure is staying in Florida. But in order to get to Florida, you have to go on the plane together, so then, or even drive together, so then there is no reason. Aval im helich niel yel itzochov muter. It doesn't mean dafke if he goes niel yel itzochov. Even if he goes niel yel for vacation, as long as the trip itself is not the deal, is not the objective. Aval im helich niel yel itzochov muter. Afal pi shehu the ishte hing levado, uvlovach yesh biderech shalo yigu zebaze. Right now, let's see the taz. Lo yeshe b'mitam yuchedes lo apilu shalo yifonel. As a matter of fact, I think that I mentioned it last week. Mashma apilu yishide galme b'lo yishchide. In other words, even if he doesn't lie down on her bed, but he just sits on her bed, it's also Dibishiven, but then you'll ask what kind of a kill the sitting bishlaini lie. All right, so that's conducive to kill. But sitting, meyachateise, is it conducive to kill? So in Achaname, there is a girse in the Torah, and the Bach accepts that girse, and he makes that girsa even the mechaber that not lo yeshiv b'mitam yechadesh lo afresh of now, but lo yishkav. In other words, there is a cough between the shin and the base. Lo yishkav b'mitam yechadesh lo afresh of now. Umitzayil yodag the kinkos of the shos uviyesh vori mise b'tur kam lo yishkav umeri chomizal kosav. Well, it's mashma that the Torah Sefer is only in the tour he makes, but not in the Mechaber, because the Bais Yosef himself is the same person. So he points out that even Yeshiva is conducive to her Avodah. Yet, but in the tour there is another Girse. So, Lo Yishkav. So then he says, but in our text in the Torah, it's written loyeshiv. So the Bach says, that's a Torah Sefer. And what is raya? But his raya is from a loshen in the Torah in Simen Kuf Tzadik Gimel and in Mechaber also. But as far as Mechaber is concerned, the Bais Yosef himself says that it's also given to be Yeshei Dimitan Chalifon. So apparently, the Bach holds that when he wrote in Simen Kuf Tzadik Gimel, so he agreed, he had a different sheet. I mean, how is it likely that between Simen Kuf Tzadik Gimel and Simen Kuf Tzadik Hei was Chizei? I mean, that's a little strange, but all right, this is what the Bach says. So the Bach says that there is a raya that lo yeshiv mita mechadesh lo in simen kuf tzadik hei in the tour is the Torah Sefer, and the right girsa is lo yishkav, because they are in simen kuf tzadik gimel. You learned it just last week, I understand. So in simen kuf tzadik gimel, so the tour and the shulchan aruch discuss the inyan of psula. So the halacha is mida rabbonon. So after Bilas Mitzvah, he has to be paired from her. Even though Midraise, she's not a Nidah. even if she shifras dam, because the dam is not menstrual dam, it's dam psulim. It's dam psulim, I mean, it doesn't come from the mokeya. So, midrais is muta, but midrabonon, the halacha is that he has to be paired. But there is one, they are two kules. One kule is in respect to the chumre that Rishen mentioned, that not all Rishen mentioned, I mean just the Ramon mentioned, because the other Rishenim mentioned just the chumre of four unclean days over and above the seven clean days. But the Ramon mentions the chumre that when a woman is in Ido, even if she stops bleeding the first day, so she still has to count. She cannot make Hetzektara and start counting Zayniki, but she has to count first five unclean days. Let's say, suppose she had a menstrual flow on Sunday morning and she stopped bleeding, so she cannot make Hetzektara Sunday before Shkia and then start counting Monday is the first day of the Zion Nikin and go Tfilah the following Sunday night. She cannot do it. Why? Because of the Choshe. Maybe, in case she was with the husband, so maybe she'll be Pelete Shechlazera, you know, and the Aloha is, the way many of the Shinim Paschum, that if she's Pelete Shechlazera, within 3 misles, within 72 hours as of the Tashmish, so then it has a Haleishem Shech Lazera, because it can still be fertilized. So it has a Haleishem Shech Lazera. So merely it says her one day, and sometimes she might be paleit more than one. So she might be paleit the first day, and the second day, and the third day, you know, within the 3 misles. So she will... So she'll be sincere every day that she's Pilates. So because of that, the Rishonim say that she cannot start counting Zayinichi and make her Tzitzar and start counting until she counted 4 unclean days. That's the Chumre mentioned by the two, by the Mechaber, by the Rishonim. The Ramor mentions another Chumre. And that Chumre by the Ramor is that she has to count not 4 unclean days before she makes the Tzitzar and starts counting Zayinichin, but 5 unclean days. What's the Cheshbon with 5 unclean days? The answer is, suppose she had a flow, let's say, on Shabbos. She had a flow on Shabbos, menstrual flow on Shabbos. And she stopped bleeding immediately. So then, she has to count Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And Wednesday before Shkia, she can make a Tzitzare, and then Thursday will be the first day of the Zayinichi. Why? Because maybe she'll be Mishamish Mitoso, the Binash Moshe's period. Some of the Binash Moshe's period. And she'll think it's still late. She'll think it's still late. Mimele, if she will see, if she'll be to let the Shech Vazera on Sunday, when it's already evening, so she'll say, she'll be to let the Shech Vazera not on Sunday, I mean, it'll be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 3 day, I mean, so she'll think that she'll be Pilates Monday evening, and she'll assume that the Tashmish was before Shkia Shabbos. Some melee is already more than Bobinus, more than 72 hours, when in fact the Tashmish was already after Shkia. Some melee, it should be Seiseya, that day. I mean, if she sees it Tuesday night, so the Wednesday day, it should be Seiseya. So because of that, so there's an extra Chumre, that she has to count five unclean days. This is the psak of the Ramo. So mele, the Ramo says, but we gabei chosen after the Pilash Mitzvah, in as much as with the rice, she's not needed of, because it's damako, it's not even from the Mokeya. It's not Dori. So, but with the Rabbonon, she has to be Neheges, as in Ido. So over here, after Pilash Mitzvah, by Kale, she doesn't have to count five unclean days over in the Bobi Zainikin, but four unclean days over in the Vov Zayniki. This is what the Ramo says in Simen Kuf Tzadik Gimel. That's one kule. And then another kule is... Oh. V'leitas v'limneis ad yemheim lishibushon. Not involved, and the Ramo is not Magia, so he agrees with the Machada. Even though, in regard to a regular Nido, so the Ramo is Magia in the Machada, and he says, no, she cannot start counting the fifth day, but the sixth day, she has to count five unclean days first. But here, this extra Chumre, you know, of 5 days doesn't apply. Then there is another calling. Then there is another calling. If she's in need of muro, so she is not allowed to sleep in her bed. Even when she's not in the bed. Even if she's not in the bed.
That's a kula.
What?
That's not a kula.
No. But by kinis is a psula, after bilas mitzvah, so if she's not in the bed, he's allowed to sleep on the bed. So here the tour and the mechaba mentioned the loshen, eloshenil of muro, also loishanal mitoso, after loishanal mito, so he emphasizes also. So the Bach says, if the girl says also relationship on mitoso is correct, so he should say eloshenid of muro also relationship on mitoso after lukishen of mito. Why does he say eloshenid of muro also relationship on mitoso? Thus implying that even by need of muro is only forbidden to sleep on her bed, but to sit down on her bed is not forbidden. That's the raya of the Bach. Umeri chomizal kosa bitoy seifa bigil se shal yeshi kim shal yil seif simen tzadikimu kosa bito vishokno chlo yisha velo nire di hosom kamashmona reitze itse pele on the Bach di bikala afi ushena shamuta. There he wants to mention the chidesh that vis-a-vis Kale, where she's not neither with the Raisa, only with the Rabbonon, so he can even sleep when she's not in the bed, he can even sleep on her bed. So maybe he says, but vis-a-vis neither Muro, he cannot sleep, even if she's not in the bed.
Can't even lay down.
Avo ze vadai digam yeshive shaya bo hiru. Do kosov amordechai, the Ramon may be a bisomuch, the also leishif al safsaloch, that is misnadnate. All right, there it's misnadnate. So a regular bench, if it's not misnadnate, it's not conducive to kiruv, but on her bed, but we see that certain sittings might also be conducive to avodah zarah. So a sitting on her bed, which reminds him all the time that it's her bed, is conducive to avodah zarah. Because Yeshiva Mitishalo, he could hear Otwe, the Nira, the Kolishkinu, Shehilo Tisham, the Mitishale, the Yeshtwe Hiro, Bishorbo, the Kumo, Avo Yeshiva, the Almo, Mutalo, Al Mitishale, the Hilo in Ragule, Kenyali. So even the Taz makes a distinction between sleeping in the bed and sitting on the bed. Insofar as sleeping in the bed is concerned, So it's not on yourself for the husband to sleep on her bed, but it's yourself for her to sleep on his bed. But as far as sitting is concerned, so even according to the Bakshit is allowed to sit on her bed too. The Tashit is, he's not allowed to sit on her bed. But she, to sit on his bed, that is definitely allowed. So, Aval Yeshiva Baal Memutalo, Al Mito Shalei, Dihila Meragli, Kei Mirali, Unigia Shenigia Bisodin Shumuluch Abidam, Ein Nisea, I'll just tell you an interesting story that happened many, many years ago. You know, today, so it's very easy, you know, to get an Iser from Rabbonim and even from Rosh Yeshivas, especially young Rosh Yeshivas, against many things. Whether it can be carried out, it cannot be carried out, you know. So they issue an Iser. But years ago, when all the Rosh Yeshivas, the old Rosh Yeshivas were living and they were active, so they didn't issue Isurim so readily. So at one time there was a special meeting of the Torah Mesorah. So all the teachers and the Rabbonim who were involved, you know, in the day school movement and so on, that was, you know, about 4 years ago or so. At that time, many day schools were founded all over the United States and Canada and in all kinds of towns. About 40 years ago. So, and Rabban Kotler was the main speaker.
So, 40
years ago. 40 years ago. So then the question arose, how about, you know, classes for boys and girls? An elementary level and the high school level. So the Rabban Kotler said, an elementary level, so today you can't enforce it. But on a high school level you have already big girls and big boys, so then you should try to have separate classes, if only possible. Because it's not good, there are already big girls and big boys, so it's not good. So then one principal who happened to maintain a very firm image. So he said to Rabban Kotler, he doesn't understand why Rabban Kotler says that on a high school level, if only possible, they should try to have separate classes. Sorry, why? Because it might be, you know, a corrupting influence if there is quiet. So he says he knows, he's a principal of high school, very firm principal, very firm. So he knows that in that high school there is co-ed and they teach Gemara. And they teach Gemara in the classes, in the girls too. And whenever he tests the students, so the girls make out much better than the boys. So Rabban Kotler said, you have seen it for so long now. Does Babai Shlami? As the middle of the Nassar Bessel for the English, for the Bokharim, is the middle of the Smith Mashpi Abze, Ashlecht of the middle. Or for the Bokharim of Viazo, the Bokharim Vaisen Vinzika, the Gemora, a full every middle. Can't the Lachosh down, first for Ashpoyes of them. And then, Rabban Kotler mentioned this stats. Rabban Kotler mentioned this stats, because the Taz says, Aval Yeshiva Baal Memuta Law Mita Shalei, the healing miracle, okay. In other words, the husband, the woman can be trusted much more than the husband. He is more likely to fall in than the husband. Don't see the time. He was very sharp, Rabban Kotler. Alright, now. That shach lo yeshe vehabach chilek didatke lishap shom de lishon kishepeshet godof udosa avol yeshive baalme kishulobish godof in beisea afil bifanel. This is the bashi. But The Taz is Chedesh. Now, lo yishenimo b'mito afilu kol echod b'bigdei v'neigin zebaze. V'neigin zebaze. V'afilu yesh l'kol echod matzo b'fnei atzmei. V'afilu imsheich v'mibbeiz miteis v'amiteis neigei zu b'zu osa. So the halacha is, so the Rambam mentions that even if they sleep in separate beds, but if they touch each other, so it's also. V'afilu imsheich v'mibbeiz miteis v'amiteis neigei zu b'zu osa. Now here there is a very strange shach. It's interesting. I mean, the you take notice of the Orachafu. The shach says, "Miu b'nito shaleitz." Oy shall binyan muta shom nishte. Hubi mitose, the ishtoi bimitose. The king kosa param alashkea, bichuve simen tzadikalev, vumipere kador, tasanadimulam beis, hayoshim bikilo shimishkishtisha. So the shach says, but if, now here the Ramor says, that even if it's separate beds, but they are in contact with each other, with separate mattresses, but they are in contact with each other. So it's also, so he says, but if it's a mitzvah shalei, so then it's muta. It is already so binyan. All right, what is binyan? Binyan is something else. We'll soon discuss binyan. But what mitzvah shalei is, what difference does it make? Whether it's a mitzvah shalei or a mitzvah shalei, I mean, does it make any difference? So the Sretara says he doesn't understand what the shach says. So it is interesting. You know, the shalei comes up many times, you know, and as a matter of fact, that child comes up very, very often. Because, you know, when you buy furniture, so for a couple, there are two beds
and one headboard.
So the question is, now, the two beds are removed from each other. They do not touch each other. But there is one headboard that unifies the two beds. The shaila is whether when the wife is in Ido, whether it's all right for the husband and wife to sleep in the two separate beds when they are removed from each other. Of course, when they are removed, manush from each other. But there is one headboard, and sometimes there is even a hardship, because it's hard to find two separate beds. Anyway, I mean, two separate beds that should be the same bed, so it's hard to find, and people are interested in buying two beds that are the same, not that one should be one kind of bed and the other one. So the shaila comes up. Now today, so of course, not only the young poskim are poskim, no union at all, but even the young Rebbetzins are priests. So you know the psak is that it's awesome. It's awesome. The shaila came up to me many times. And you know, it's not al pi aloha, just to asa. Something that more yasa, the bigger God we are and the bigger tzaddik we are. The Yerushalmi says, kishem she osea, But it's not so simple, just lasa. So the lasa. But it is interesting that the Orach HaShulchan mentions the kasha by the Sivetare. What does the shach mean? Nil b'mita shal eitz. So it's muta. What if it make eitz? So he says, because b'nito shaleitz in the time of the shach, and that is something that's interesting, I mean, that the Orach HaShulchan of such things, if it's made of metal, so then there is no such thing, two beds that are united together by one, you know, headboard. But the Mita Shalais, many beds, they are separate beds, but they are united by one headboard. So that is it. That is the Rosh Hashanah says. It's interesting. That means that in the time of the Rosh Hashanah, they also had such beds.
If they're metal, it's mutter?
No, no, on the contrary.
If they're wood, they're
mutter. Because Benito Shalait, so they wore such beds, that separate beds and with one wooden headboard. But metal beds, you didn't have such a thing. Even today you don't have such a thing in metal beds. You don't have such a thing.
Maybe you do.
All right, maybe you do. One second. Yesh Mishikosa, paragraph Yudzayim, no Hashokon. The Loshin Zeh, the Mito Shalei Tzoy Shal Bin Yem Muter, Hub Mitosei Mitosa, because for Achim, Shein Shema Bonel Zeh. Sivri Tar, I mean, it has no explanation. The Nira Li, the Kavone Kenu, כמו שיש בבותי אנשי חייל, שקרן לורס, והיא כמיתו רחוב על תורך הקיסר, ויש הפסקים במוקים למוקים, אף על פי שכולו מחובר מכרת. So, in the time he was Rodman Vardok, and Vardok was a big city in those days, 100 years ago, in Vardok. And then it was a modern city. So apparently it was the practice in the headquarters of the soldiers, you know, so to construct wooden beds, many separate beds, and one headboard unifying all the beds. So the soldiers used to sleep in it. So he says, we bought the Anshechayel, she called him Loris. The committee of Chabal Kilak Israel, the Yeshet Seik Mimokin Mokin, they are removed apart, Afal P, Shekulam Mechuborim Kehot. Mikol Mokin, in the committee of Achas, the Yochim Ulishim Bimokin Achot, the Yi Bimokin Acher, Kim Sheish Mikar Hepsek Bimokin Mimokin. Of Yuvat, Shel Yismukin Zelazer, that the Hepsek Mokin Achot, the Zeu Mito Shalitz. I mean, they had bought that, that's what it says. But it was used in the military headquarters. In the military headquarters. So
in the barracks.
But the barracks, yeah.
But that's got nothing to do with the Isha.
No, there's nothing. He just mentions that this is what is happening. So it's Mamish Ibifirish Shach. I don't know why they mention those white swarm mention that it's also mentioned this basic, that basic, contemporary poskim. I mean, and why don't they mention, I mean, the Shach was as great as the contemporary poskim who white swarm. So, I mean, he's as reliable as they, there's no doubt. Why they don't mention, I don't understand. I don't understand. But anyway, this is the pshat in Binyan Shalit. What is the pshat? In Oishalbinyan means something else. That they don't even ask. Shalbinyan means if you, let's say, like Hayoshin Bikilo. Kilo means suppose you construct, you know, a portable booth, and then inside the portable booth, you put in one bed and you put in another bed. And the two boy beds are all enclosed by the curtains in the portable booth, you know, the curtains. There is like a platform, you know, and then it has walls made out of curtains and with a cover, and then you put two beds, and they are not in contact with each other. That's Hayoshin Bikila. So that's Mutar Damadam Alashkes. Alright. Now, something else. That contemporary poskim, I don't know where they got it from. I don't know where they got it from. Many poskim today poskim that the two beds have to be removed apart, so they have to be removed apart at least 9 inches, not 8 inches. Why 9 inches? Because of love. Because poches and gimut vochim, so a reikol of. But I mean, there's no basis for it. I mean, it doesn't even make sense. Here, it's not the shaile of being samuch or not samuch. If it looks like one bed, so then it's also. If it doesn't look like one bed, so it's mutar. So if the mattresses touch each other, so then it looks like one bed, so it's conducive to have a lover. But if they do not touch each other, some male, so what, how can you apply the law of love there? Now, will you stack ale?
What's their source for saying it's got a lover?
What?
What is their source?
What's the source? Lo yistakel afilu ba'keva in a foot v'loy v'nkeme samchusim shebo. So the lotion is a little strange, and the gro, bir agro, is meir on that. The lotion is lo yistakel afilu ba'keva, even the foot, and nor in any covered place afilu ba'keva. So apparently one could argue that akeva is more likely to be muta. It's not a really mokim mechusim. So he tells us that even akeva is the mokim mechusim. Even akeva is the mokim mechusim. But let's see the Gemara in Gori. The 12 lines from the end of the Amid. This is the Arabic. Ravacha by Yasha Emea, Kolatir binoshim, Seifi boi di Avera. Behold, Hamistakil be equal. In other words, one who gazes, who is in the habit of gazing at women, so he's likely has to show them to fall in. Behold, Hamistakil be equal, shall be sure, Havali bunim shayna mugonim. Omar Rav Yosef, u v'yishte nido. It means v'yishte nido. If he is mistakeo, v'yikvor shal yishte nido. Omar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, ikvor diktone b'mokim atineifes, shehu michuven keneged ha'ikv. So, ikvor sheshono doesn't mean the foot, but it means eishimokim. So, if one is mistakel beisi mocking when his wife is in Ido, so it's an avera. I mean, and he might even be nerish. So on the contrary, so you see that Ikvo is the most mechuse place, the most private place, and here the Mechaber, the Mechaber says, lo yistakel afu be Ikvo, ve lo even came as amchusin shibo. As see if Ikvo is not really Mechuse. But the Ikvo Shomro is the Seisimokin, so that's the most private place that could be.
Most covered.
Yeah. So the Gros says, I am the Tumas Adeshen. In other words, that this, the Tumas Adeshen says, Lo yistakel afilu b'Ikvo, Velo hoyog yososei shom, Omar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Ikvo Shomru, Mokim Atinefis.
Mokim Atinefis.
Mokim Atinefis. In other words, that he didn't have the girl in the Gemara. So in other words, he just had the girl say,
place where
one second,
where she goes to the bathroom. right?
Period. And then Omar Abshin Lokish Ikvo Diktone Bimokat Neve Shumukhuvin Kinegada Iket was not there as the Thomas Adesh. Some mele, so he assumed that when the Gemara says Mokin Ikvo, it means the foot, not the Isimokin. Some mele, so it's special chiddush that even Ikvo, the foot, is Imokin Mechuse. Why? Because, you know, in the old days, some women, and many men, and even some women, were in the habit of walking barefoot, you know. So, some male, you could say, it's Imokin Gule, it's not
Mechuse. Open.
But since only muted of women were in the habit of walking barefoot, and usually dignified women did not walk barefoot, so mele it's still considered as imokinachus. Lo yistake achu beikvo, the loy bimkines amchusin shmo. Avo mutel lo yistake bo bimkines hagluin, achal pi shemene beriyos. So in other words, the Rambam says, like this, there is an Isa to the Mistake of the Nashim, but by Ishti Nido, there is no Isa to the Mistake. Why? Because since, so he says, Afal Pi, Shenene Ber Yoso, Hoyo Bihi Muteres Leilach Asman, Eini Boli Di Mirshu. So by Ishti Nido, even if he's mischaving to be an enemy, as long as the king is hagluim, so it's muta. Not only the Rambam says it. No, that's the Chomsen
Arts. This
one? No, it's so be it.
It's not done here.
No. That's... The best thing would be the two halakim Rambam, you know, so it would be easier for me, it would be easier for you, I mean, very bad.
What is
this? Mutal Yodom Lehabi Bishte Kishinido, the Apal Pishiavo, the Apal Pishiyeshle Hanua slave Nimano Birie, Hoyle the Mutalis Lahasman, a Nibob Bazelli Bamirsh. So it's Ramsel Bihirsh. There is one more Hashulchan, I don't understand. I mean, it seems that. Rambam Hifosh. The Pisrei Tshuva says in Os Yud, Tzor Chiyon, Im Mutar Lishmeya Kol Zemer Shalom. Nachar Dugmora Dishabes Daf Yud Yimur, Oma Amati Shishonido Leish Esreyu, Rad Yichu Tshore Mishunda Teiro Yido Sugu Bashishami. Im Keinire De Osa, Do Beish Esreyu Osa. And the Ruch HaShulchan also says that it's osa lishmeya kolzema shalo while she's in Yom. How could lishmeya kolzema shalo be more chomor than to be lehabit biyofyo in the mikenes hamgulim, even if he's mischam lens? So then it's muter. So shmiya's kol should be more chomor than stakles. The Kavona Lehenes, the Rambam Perish HaMishne says the Feirish that his taklus in the Guf of Yisho is more chamur than Shmiyas Kilzen HaShalom. sounding the song.
What is Shmita? You hear her instruments.
Singing. Kol Bishervo.
Yeah, Kol Bishervo, that's right. Yeah, Kol Bishervo. Right.
Okay.
But when she's got her clothes on, and your stocking, she's not barefoot. That's very good.
Okay. Oh, now, look at Rosh Hashanah. Not only in Rosh Hashanah, even here he implies that the staklos is more humble than Shmiyas Kelam.
Yes?
Yeah. In Perik Chapalek, in Hilches, he shall be halacha beis. V'amistakel afil bez baktano shal nisho, v'nischabein lehenes, kimishen istakel v'mokim atelot. V'afilu lishmei akoyle avo, Uliri Sarosa. So he says vis-a-vis Kile Avo. And Kile Avo, he doesn't mean talking, because you're allowed to hear the dibur, not the singing voice of a woman, even if it's a shish. So it means Kile Avo means the singing voice. So he says Vafilu Lishmea Kile Avo. So in other words, not only Mistakel Bez the Tanashal Isho is osa, but even the kilzena shalo is osa. So if by ishti nido, so is tachlut is mutal, has kamo vechamo, the kilzena shal isho should be mutal. So I don't understand the rachashu.
What's the
psak
then?
What?
What's the psak then?
I'm not asking shalos now. I'm just learning the sinning of
Sergei. I think the rabbi is fair, and your other shulchan is good.
Okay, fine.
Your other shulchan is very good.
Okay. Rolo shetiyachei lo bgodim limei nidusho kidei sheyu shneyem zeichrim tomi cheyimido. Bikeishi itiru lo liskashei limei nidusho elo kidei shalit izgone al bailo.
What is the case you
need? It was a hardship. They were reluctant to be matia, but
oh,
okay. No mat.
Oh, we twisted their arm.
Right. Now, there is no... Now, I just want to go over one task, which is very important. Not directly... Well, it has to do with me or two or reason. Ristakel Siv Zainetas. Ristakel Voine shall ze big moradav with bonum chin nugon. Motsosi bagui smag yoshin. Vishain marina raf perets. It's one of the Vishain rabbin perets. Isha nido yechelo lishkeif as dini bailo. Vinizore is misdinim sheshochat alayen mishachia. Pentisabia mishichvazera shalachia. Vamai nechusheshes. Pentisaber benidusa mishachazara shal bailo v'ye avlad ben anido v'heishit kibn de'in kam b'yasisea
avlad
kosher. One second. Kibn de'in kam b'yasisea avlad kosher ligamre afilu tisaber mishachazara shalachir ka'alei ben siro kosher oyo elad mishachazara shalachir ka'abdin afkhone u'gzeiro shemugim tza'achisim yobit. This be honest. At can loshin hutak misayfi meri chomiza. So the Bach and the Bach mentions it in the name of the Smak, and the Smak mentions it in the name of Rabbi Peretz. So the Rabbi Peretz says two things: that a woman is not allowed to sleep on the sheets of another man because, in other words, that's the. It
very
sounds strange, but
one second.
But that shows how chishish, how cautious one has to be in this matter, in other words, because there is such a thing as misabro b'ambete. Misabro b'ambete, in modern lingo, it means the same thing like artificial insemination. Artificial insemination means that the doctor takes the semen of a man and he injects it into the uterus of the woman. Now, so then, who is the real father? the donor of the semen. I mean, unfortunately, I mean, we live in such a society that many times doctors readily, you know, they are medical students who have no values, but they are considered smart, so they are the nose of semen. That's their contribution to society. And then they get a very nice fee for contributing semen to the hospital or to doctors. They think that they render a service to society.
Making society.
And then that enables them to go to medical school. So the nicest thing in the world. I mean, it's the most abominable thing, I mean, of that students do. I mean, and they do it for money. I mean, it's so disgusting. But that's a common thing. I mean, and they even advertise that, you know. And they take and they emphasize that they prefer that the semen should be donated to a medical student because that means he's very smart, he has a high IQ. I mean, so it's the most abominable thing, I mean, that is done by medical schools and by hospitals. They chose that reflective of the low ebb of morality and values that exists in today's society. All right, but you cannot say anything today.
Why not?
You cannot say anything. I say, but you cannot. I mean,
why?
You are criticized if you say anything. It's the most abominable thing. And who is involved in it? Not good people, cultured people, doctors, hospitals, anyways. So Nisabro Beambete, Nisabro Beambete means the same thing medically as artificial insemination. But when artificial insemination is done, so then it is done, you know, medically by a doctor who introduces it into the uterus of the woman, so then she becomes, she conceives. But that beyond the day, that such a thing should happen, let's say, when a man deposits his semen, let's say, in a bathtub, and then that the woman should rub it into her uterus, it happens. It can happen, anything can happen. Of course, it happens. I'm not doubting that. You don't have to mention it. But if it happens, maybe once in a million. Once in a million? I mean, so you can see the Musa Haskell, you can deduce from this Gemara. I mean, from the Shem. Gemara only mentions the case to Gemara and Chagige, Shaul ben Zeymed, Psulo Sheibro Biambete, Maori King of. In other words, if a psula is a virgin, a king godly is only allowed to marry a psula. So if she had a husband, a king godly cannot marry her. Suppose she conceived the ambate through artificial insemination. Is a king godly allowed to marry her? Does the fact that she conceived make her like a bullock, even though she never had relations with a man, or not? That's not by it. That someone has been saying it's Gemara and Chagige. I don't know. So such a thing is possible. But Rabbi Peretz mentions something. In other words, that a woman should not sleep on the sheets of another man, as another man, lest. In other words, because the sodi might not be clean, and the sodi might have the shechazera of the man, and then the shechazera will be introduced into her uterus. How will it be introduced into her uterus? When a doctor does it, so he pushes in with an instrument, the tube with an instrument. He introduces it into the uterus. But here, unless she will rub it in, everything is possible. In other words, sometimes she might push it inside and she might drop it in. I mean, might push it in. It's possible. But how likely is it? I mean, that's such a social hatred. I mean, I don't think that for such a social hatred we are supposed to be hatred even in case of Pikuach Nefesh. That's it. In only Surite Or. So we go to Basarot. We go to Basarot. I mean, we learn that in Bnei's Kusim. So only Rav Meir, he says that the Kotn or Ktano cannot be Miyad and cannot be Misyabemes. Because Kotn is Shemim Yim to Soris and Ktano is Shemim to Ayres. Rav Meir is highest in Yimti. But Rabbanu say, no, they can't be Miyad. Why shouldn't we be Chishish? Maybe when they grow up, she'll turn out to be an illness, so then to be Gloimus from Afreya. That she was not Tukol Yidin, so it's an Ishisach, Shalom Mokhi Mitzvah, then it's a Korah. The answer is, we go to Sarov. But there are a number of Tanis when they grow up to turn out to be an illness, so you do not have to be a Chishish of such a thing. It can be Pikuach Nefesh. So we have to be Chishish, the Rambam says, Bitzorich li Zoya, Bidopo, Yofi, Yofi. But there are many things that involve risk, let's say going by plane. You hear every month about airplane crashes, and still everybody goes by plane. Who doesn't go by plane? I mean, yeah, if you're in the business, you don't go by plane, all right. But who doesn't go? What is the heter? After all, by Kach Nefesh, we have the Chesh HaShachayke, because Dosh HaGirabim, so Shemir, Soy Masha, Dosh HaGirabim. Now, one second, please let me finish. So, now, this, from the point of view of chances, so, Rahman al-Islam, an airplane crash, is much more likely than the insertion and the introduction of the Sheikh Bazera into the uterus of the woman as a result of sleeping as a tissue. It's possible. But, I don't know, it's probably could happen once in a million. It happened, well, things that happen once in a million also happen. So, Abin Peres says we have to be chishish. Why? Because umolo kolore dimo. So the Gemara says Nivomes, that is an Isaiah, let's say, even when it was mutar under certain circumstances, to marry more than one wife, but he was only allowed, let's say, the consent of the wife, so it was mutar to marry more than one wife. So it was only mutar to marry more than one wife in the same town. But to marry one wife in one city and another wife in another city, that was also midrashic.
Why?
Because he'll have one wife in Mitzrayim, you have another wife in Yerushalayim, and there will be a number of months, there will be Mitzrayim, number of months, there will be Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
So he'll have children in Yerushalayim, he'll have children in Mitzrayim. And then, one of his sons will meet one of his brothers, he will not know that it's his sister. How should he know?
She's in Mitzrayim.
Well, I don't mean in today's context. In today's context, so I mean, if he has one wife in Chicago and one wife in Australia, so they'll probably know because there's television and there's radio, especially such a thing. So it'll be advertised on television very often. But in the old days, when there was no television, so there was a mikshul, there was a possibility that the son from Jerusalem will meet the daughter from Mitzrayim, he will not know that it's his sister. So it needs a Molo Rezimo. So it's also Midaraisa to be Neise Isha Bimokimachod, the Isha Acheres, Bimokimachela, because of the possibility of Nimso Och Neise Yachese. Some Mele Rabbi Peret says, and Isha, I mean, we can deduce him as a Haskell. I mean, how cautious we have to be in matters of yichas, in matters of mishpach, how cautious. In other words, such a remote possibility. You have an idea how remote that possibility is, that she'll become pregnant as a result of sleeping under the sheet of another man? How remote it is? How remote it is? She has to rub it in? All right. Sometimes, maybe, the woman is so absent-minded, and that she might push the sheet that has the shechazah inside her and push it in. That can be done. With pressure, it can be done. But just by sleeping, it will not get into the uterus, and it's out of the question. But that's also possible. Suppose the woman is absent-minded. Suppose the woman is in a daze, and she doesn't know what she is doing. So she might do it, she might push it in. She might push it in. So we have to be chayishim because of the possibility of zimo. Because of the possibility of zimo. And then here, today's society is so corrupt and so demoralized. And so demoralized that they are ready, I mean the biggest people, doctors, nurses, they handle this, I mean, with such calculation, with the sense not only of immorality, but immorality, I mean. Immoral means the person does certain things because he cannot curb his appetite, all right? But this means that they have no regard for values. No regard for values. They take the semen of a strange man, of Mr. X, and they introduce it into the uterus of a married woman. Why? Because the husband cannot have children, so they have children, and then they don't let them know who is the father. Who cares who is the father? It's like the heinous. They don't care. Who is the father? I mean, who are these students? Even if they have an IQ of 150, so what? They are like behemoths. So what? If a behemoth has a high IQ, so that makes him a great person? I mean, and no one even criticized. No one even criticized. They advertise it. It's terrible thing. Anyway, so we see that in the dark, so one has to be chayish even for the most shoshalich. If in one in a million it can happen, that nitzo och meisi achesei, so it comes within the isa de reise of tomorrow. When a person takes. Goes to a doctor and the doctor introduces the semen of another man, it's a terrible thing. Now, so what does... Now, you know, I have my shoes here.
You're saying a shvach on Rabbeinu Peretz. So
what? I'll say deny about Rabbi Peretz.
No, I mean, you could say that Rabbeinu Peretz was shooting the doctor, was beating. He's beating.
Peretz was a mission. Rabbeinu Peretz.
Yeah, but it seems it's a half a minute to say that he was dreaming that such a biter chashash.
appreciate.
Very glory of our Messiah. I'm sorry. Now, what he says involved in artificial insemination, if the semen of another man is introduced into the uterus of a woman, so first of all, the Issa of mother or woman, it's an Issa d'Arais, it's an Issa d'Arais, because it's conducive to the possibility of Ochlis Yachis. So our parents go so far that we should be chishish for such a chasharecheke. I cannot think of a more of a chasharecheke than this. Alas kamo lechamo, when the doctor directly he introduces the semen of another man in order that she should conceive. So of course it comes within the Issa of Timolorati. But now the question is, suppose the semen is of a goy, not of a Jew. So then it's not Ochnes Yachese, because if a goy marries a woman and then she has children, so the children are her children, but not his children, if a goy marries a Jewish woman. So if the donor of the semen is goy, so then it wouldn't involve the Issa of Kimolo or Etzimo. But there is another reason. Says Noshim Amtsuloi Zubazu Msuloi Zubazu Psulis Likuni. In other words, Zayne is Psulolikuni, Cain is not allowed to marry Zayne. So what is the definition of Zayne? According to everybody, a woman who had relations with someone who has no Tisus Dushin in her. Let's say if she is an ishishish and she was mizane, even if she beinus, even if she was raped, so she might be in tzadekes, but she's a zayne. She's a zayne. Or if she had relations with one to whom she's an arbo, even if she's a tnuye, let's say, och, walachese, so she becomes a zayne. Or if she had relations with a goy, can a goy have tfisas dushim in basis for no? So mele, she's a zayne. Well, that's his aim, definitely. But Ravunia says, we don't pass tonight, Ravunia, that Noshim Amtsulole Zubazu Psules Likun. Psules Likun. So, because she's his aim, what does Noshim Amtsulole Zubazu mean? So there are two pshat in Noshim. Rashi says, Hamsulole is the Tashmish. Mishashvish from Mikvoson Zulezu. In other words, what we call in today's lingo a lesbian. You know, lesbian. Women who have relations. I mean, it's not relations, but that's the kind of relationship they have with another woman. Lesbian. So a lesbian woman, let's say a lesbian woman became a Balashchuk.
and the Kohen wants to marry her. So he's allowed to marry because we don't pass them like Rabbunet. She's not a Zaini, but according to Rabbunet, she becomes a Zaini. That's Rashi's Pshat. The Ribbon in the promise that I'm both says, not a Pshat, not a lesbian, but it means Pirish Ribbon Matiles Shechvazera Shekiblu Mibaleh. In other words, they have introduced into their uterus the Shechvazera of another man. Another man. As a matter of fact, there's a Gemara in Shabbos that Samech Beis Amid Beis, that Samech Beis Amid Beis, Hashechvin Al Miti Shein Usruchim Al Aseisam. The Novi Omnes talks of the men and the women, and the women who were pots, were putzi and putzis. So he talks of the corruption of certain Jews. So lochein, and then Novi Omnes concludes lochein niblu b'regilim because of that avere. So Klal Yisrael is going gold. So what is the shichin on the shein and suchin of asesam? What kind of avere is to stretch out yourself on the bed made of marble? I mean, avere to stretch out on the bed made out of marble?